The NDC has dismissed allegations that the president is in clandestine talks to appoint an NDC stooge as the new chairman of the Electoral Commission. National organizer of the NDC, Kofi Adams, told Radio Ghana that the group making the allegation is doing so with support of the opposition NPP. According to Mr. Adams, the constitution gives the president the sole prerogative to appoint the EC boss on the advice of the Council of State and not any other body or individual. He spoke to Bubu Kalinogo.
I don't see the head and tail of the I seriously, if you ask me, I would ask that the media is to blame for following after anything, because I don't see their case. What does the constitution say? That the Council of State can advise the president on the appointment of commissioners of the Electoral Commission. That's what the constitution says. And so we await the Council of State and the president to be able to give us a nominee. Is the Council of State now an extension NDC, or they no longer trust any institution of state? This same constitution has been used to appoint commissioners. President Rawlings in 1993 appointed all the seven commissioners. These same commissioners organized elections in 2000 that saw a defeat of the party leader and a Council of State that advised for their appointment. President Kufuor Kim also appointed some commissioners. They supervised elections, his party lost. President Mills have appointed commissioners. President Mahama has appointed commissioners. What is wrong with MPP today? Because of that, there are all kinds of people who don't even understand the process and confusing the atmosphere. It tells you that it doesn't matter who is the chairman, who are commissioners. What is most important is that our electoral process have grown over the years and allows participation of various
this craze about who becomes the chairman of the committee, me, I don't understand where it is coming from. Are they appointing somebody who would have a criminal record or what? Those are the things that they should be raising. But this craze about whether he is NDC, CPP, is neither here nor there.
The group that made the press conference or issued a statement claimed they are pressure groups and not the MPP. So why would you want to rope in the MPP?
What is the name of the group? Did you know the role that that group was playing in the course of an election petition and the rest? These shadow groups that have been created, what is the difference between this one and then the Occupy Ghana who are still running parliamentary elections? Where is their evidence of fear? Where is the evidence? That is what the media should be asking them.
Looking at the sensitive nature of elections, judging from the kind of acrimony witnessed during the presidential election petition,
it is because there are people who want to declare an all die be die situation in an election. Otherwise, if you are a Democrat, you win or lose.
But for
if
purposes
you want to
of
yourself to an election, you win or lose. And the chairman of the Electoral Commission doesn't determine the outcome of an election. He is only a returning officer.
To avoid any sort of doubt or to ensure that there is absolute confidence in whoever assumed the authority of the chairman, would it be out of place for instance, the president to have a wider consultation, even though the constitution says he should do
that? Is that what the constitution says?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Even though the constitution says he should do that, only with Council of State.
You think that we adopted the constitution for just adapting sake so that you go and put it aside and do something else?
National organizer of the NDC, Kofi Adams, talking to Bubu Kalinogo.
Meanwhile, a lawyer and law lecturer at the Faculty of Law, Central University College, Yao Pong, has been explaining to Radio Ghana the constitutional processes for the appointment of the chairman and members of the Electoral Commission. Commenting on the expected replacement of the current EC boss, Kwiju Afarijan, when his tenure expires, Lawyer Pong says the constitution mandates the president to do so on the advice of the Council of State.
Article 43 of the Constitution, 1992, establishes Electoral Commission, and that the Electoral Commission shall consist of a chairman, two deputy chairmen, and four other members of the commission. Clause 2 of that article states clearly that the members of the commission shall be appointed by the president under Article 70 of this constitution. Now, what does Article 70 say? Article 70, Clause 2, states, and I may quote, the president shall, acting on the advice of the Council of State, appoint the chairman, deputy chairman, and other members of the Electoral Commission. So clearly the appointment of the members of the commission, that's the Electoral Commission, is the prerogative of the president. But interestingly, the word used there is advice, and the advice of the Council of State. And indeed, the constitution says shall, acting on the advice. So it means that before the president acts, or before we can conclude that a person has been appointed the chairman of the Electoral Commission, then the president would have acted on the advice of the Council of State. I'm wondering why, in the case of these other persons, Public Services Commission Chairman and so on, Auditor General, the words used there are acting in consultation with the Council of State. Under the same article, when it comes to the Electoral Commission, the words used there are acting on the advice of the Council of State. So in my own view, I think that in an appropriate case, first of all, we should be able to know that the Council of State indeed advised the president. And when we become aware of it, then we should know whether the president acted on it. So what it means is that whoever will emerge as the next electoral commission, the conclusion will be that it was the Council of State that chose that person or nominated that person for appointment by the president. The other question is, since the word advice is used, can the president ignore the advice? In my view, he cannot, because he has to act. This one is not in consultation with, but he had to act on the advice that the Council of State members will give him. So it will be very interesting. And that's what I'm saying, that elsewhere, then people should make a case for us, all the people of Ghana, to know whether indeed the Council of State complied with this clear provision of the Constitution by advising, and whether or not that advice was relied on, or the president complied with that advice.
Commenting on calls for the president to have wider consultations before appointing the new EC boss, Lawyer Pong said such calls are justified. He says because of the important nature of elections, there is the need for an undoubted confidence in the chairman, who is an embodiment of the whole commission and the electoral process.
I totally agree with them. The point is, you see, we have a constitution which is the fundamental law of Ghana, but that constitution cannot contain everything. Again, if you read Article 11, Clause 4, 4D, I think, the constitution itself recognizes what it calls unwritten laws. Again, there have been many cases, even by the Supreme Court, that the constitution has its letter and also its spirit. And so we should always find out what are these unwritten laws, but which form the foundation of democracies over the world. And I think that in an appropriate democratic country, it should not be strange for the appointing authority to engage consultation. And I've just been reminded that I think the president in the last, sometime in 2012, was committed that he will do broad consultation before that person who emerges becomes electoral commissioner. So I think it's a call in the right direction.
But would that not be going beyond the provisions of the constitution?
No, that will rather enhance it. But that will accord with the spirit of the constitution, that certain individuals who may be affected are indeed wrong. Indeed, if you read the recommendations of the Constitutional Review Commission, their recommendation was that in addition to the advice of the Council of State, the electoral commissioner and what they call the independent commission under the constitution should, with the prior approval of Parliament, even if President cannot meet the demands of these civil society, at least I don't think he'll be breaching any provision of the Constitution if, in an informal way, he refers this matter to the parties or the persons in Parliament to also, not only is he presenting a person to them, but even ask them whether a set of persons presented to them, they can agree on one person. At the end of the day, we are looking for an increase in the confidence that we have in the electoral commission. Especially, take it or leave it, this call, our bar has raised by Nigeria, however we see it. You can't satisfy everybody, but then generally, there should be undoubted confidence vested in the new electoral commission.
The head lawyer and law lecturer at the Central University College, Yao Opong, talking to Bubu Klinugu.
A political science lecturer, Dr. Agreda Akun, says election in democracy is important as it ensures consent and expression of human rights. He has therefore emphasized that a credible person be appointed to head the commission. The appointment process should therefore not be influenced by any other authority than the constitution. He spoke to George Sapo on Unique Breakfast Show.
Elections have become very critical in any democracy. We normally say that we can have undemocratic elections, that there's no way we can have a democracy without elections because of the critical role that elections play, especially when it comes to the term limits for president. You understand? And the fact that continually we have to renew the mandate of the president, or we sign a new contract as a presidential contract with those who want to lead the people. So elections really is also an area that it gives us opportunity to express some of the fundamental human rights, freedom of speech, association, and all of that. expression and so on. It gives us the opportunity to nurture our leaders. It gives us the opportunity to be able to appoint who must lead and so on. It builds a Pakistan political culture. It is actually an open expression of, I would say, consent. Mm-hmm. When people participate in elections, they are demonstrating consent. For me, it is a very critical issue that we are looking at. And when we come to election management body, a superintendent over elections in any country, it is, and that is why most constitutions will want to make sure that it becomes an independent entity in the area of appointment, in the area of finance, in the area of promotion of professionalism, among others, so that at least the results that they announced will resonate with everybody. Because one key thing which really ensures consolidation of democracy is not just winners celebrating, but losers also accepting that the processes were fair, and therefore they agree that they have been into a battle and they have lost. And then they all agree that tomorrow is another day. So it's level, and therefore they know that it's competent, and they have put in place the strategies and all the resources and all of that. Then they're able to convince the people they can actually win the election. Don't forget that you also operate in the society. If all the actors within the state decide that they will not cooperate with the EC, they can't do their job. If the media decide not to cooperate, if the security agencies decide not to cooperate, if we, the citizens, want to dream bad dreams and circumvent the process, if the political parties want to be at their team best and want to undermine the system, and all the other actors decide that we want to make your work difficult, I tell you, they can't work, because you are not going to get the support that you have to get from the other actors. It means you need to have some level of interaction, you understand? And that level must be guided by serious, what I call, some reciprocity, some respect among the various actors.